Mike Osborne for WMOT News. The federal government will this week close the public comments period of Tennessee's request to require Medicaid recipients work for their benefits. The state of Tennessee asked the Trump administration for the change back in December and hopes to have a final answer this month. In that letter, TennCare Director Wendy Long wrote that the state wants to add workforce participation and community engagement as an exception for certain members enrolled in TennCare. She went on to say, a growing body of research indicates a connection between health outcomes and a variety of social factors, including employment. But not everyone is convinced. A report published last month by Georgetown University researchers suggests adding work requirements may cause as many as 68,000 Tennesseans to lose their health care. Here's the university's Joan Alker.
We know this from research on other programs that have implemented work requirements and the experience of Tennessee's neighbor, Arkansas. The practical effect of Tennessee's proposal will be to take away Medicaid coverage from very poor parents.
United Ways of Tennessee President Mary Graham also opposes the work requirement.
We support work as a core value, but taking away people's health care coverage, that's not a way to get more people working. This is going to be devastating to communities across Tennessee. And this waiver is going to make it even harder for rural hospitals to keep their doors open.
Supporters of TennCare work requirements note that there are generous exemptions to the new regulations. They include seniors, the disabled, pregnant women, and the parents of small children. From the College of Media and Entertainment at MTSU, WMOT News.